What up?
What it do, Shouties?
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you sure you're good?
I'm a little sick. I'm a little under the weather. But looking at your beauty and your booty makes me feel better. It ain't your beauty. It's your booty.
You're gonna get your life. But turn on the music, Shouties. Make out podcast.
That's right. What do we do here?
We make out all things love, life, and laughter.
That we do.
Yes, you yes. guys. So we missed you last week. Hopefully you missed us. We took a break, but it wasn't planned.
It was not planned at all.
We legit, it was like Wednesday night, and we were like, oh, well, I guess we're not filming a podcast.
We were just, like, last week was such a blur. I don't even remember.
It was a lot going on last week.
It was, like, my first week going back into the office. Mm-hmm. And so then that was the first week of Gabrielle fending for herself a bit.
fending for myself.
You know, because we are a good team, so.
Yes, we are a great team.
But, yeah, so we got to Wednesday night. We said, you know, we're about to sit here and chill, relax with each other. We're not about to try to film this podcast.
Yeah.
We'll skip a week, come back strong the next one. So
yeah, so here we are, back strong, halfway strong, because babe is
a little under the weather. Yes.
I tell you, this man gets sick like none other. I feel like you were just sick in December.
It's crazy. I've been getting sick a lot more often.
Why is that?
I don't know, man. So I know I'm not taking my vitamins like I need to. I need to take those better. Mm-hmm. I do that when I'm working out. Whenever I'm training for triathlon, I take my vitamins. I'm so strict on all of it. But
when you're not,
when I'm not though, then I kind of it kind of falls off. So I got to get that going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just I think once I get working back out, I think whenever I don't work out, then I think. Well, I think whenever you're not fully, like, you know, to your peak health, then you leave yourself, you know, open to getting sick a little bit easier. Yeah. Your immune system kind of, you know, is down a bit. So I think that's just what it is. And so I'm going to get better, though.
Yeah, we got to get it together. Getting more sleep, eating better, all of that great stuff.
Make out more.
All of that great stuff. Oh, yeah, I forgot the pillow.
Oh, no, where's our pillow?
Let me grab that pillow.
All right, we need that pillow. Shout out to the peep that sent us the Let's Make Out pillow.
Yes, yes. Shout out to the peeps that can even see the Let's Make Out pillow. If you're listening, you...
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
don't worry about that.
Well, just know that if you're not watching, there's a pillow in the middle that says Let's Make Out.
Yes. So let's see.
So how to follow us, how to keep up with everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Gabe and Babe. So first place, most obvious place is GabeBabeTV.com. That's everything about us, the vlogs, the podcast, merchandise. I mean, just any and everything, services we offer, all that cool stuff. Mm-hmm. So check that out. But also you can go to Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, search Let's Make Out Podcast. And then Twitter is Let's Make Out Pod.
Yes. Yeah. Talk to us. Let's keep the conversation going.
Absolutely.
We love reading your comments, hearing your feedback, and all of that good stuff. Keep the request coming on what you want us to talk about.
Absolutely.
And if you have any, you know, personal issues that you would love to get our opinion on, email us and use the hashtag AskGabeAndBabe, and we will cover that on the show.
On the show. Well, she's doing this
thing. He's mocking my hand.
Yeah, she's doing like this
hand
thing.
To the people that aren't watching us. So speaking of comments, I was actually just reading the comments from our last podcast because I didn't do it right afterwards.
Yeah.
So, and I was kind of looking to see if you guys had any suggestions or whatever, but y'all was going crazy on them comments about talking to exes. So if you have not listened to our last podcast, where we talk about is, you know, talking to your exes considered cheating, go and listen to it. You
Check
know,
it out.
Like you can even pause this, go listen to it, come back, and then you'll know what we're talking about. But let me just ask you this. In your honest opinion, babe, do you feel disrespected by me? Do you feel like I do not respect you because I have a handful of people that from my past that I may talk to once a year.
That's hilarious. That's what they were saying.
I mean, because he was just like, what are you reading? I'm like, the comments. And I was like, I'm not even going to get your opinion on it before we get on air.
Look, here's the bottom line. Like, I am a, as I've grown through my years, I have, one thing that has become, you know, apparent to me is that I want to make sure that I'm respecting people, and I also want to be respected. Mm-hmm. So if I don't feel respected, please believe.
Please believe.
That I am a Gemini, and there's a whole nother side to me.
Hey.
That will let you know what I think. Gabriel knows I am not a quiet person when you make me mad.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, so Gabriel does not, I do not feel disrespected at all. Gabriel is very respectful of me, our family.
Exactly.
Everything. And so.
Babe does not need to grow a backbone.
Yeah.
Trust and believe, he has one, okay?
Because let me tell you. So like, for all
ain't nobody
the people,
running over nobody over here. We don't do that.
So like, for all the people that have saying that I that I need to grow a backbone, take your butt over to Iraq, Afghanistan, you know. So just
live a little.
So think about what you say before you say it, because you say I ain't got a backbone, but I bet you ain't done half what I did. Same person's done a comment. So just
can we go back to that? Like you don't know. Like you don't know what somebody else's life is like.
Exactly.
Based off of whatever we tell you, what we show you, what we talk about, you still don't know. So exactly. Like,
don't make assumptions. Just ask questions. If you have a question is fine.
Right.
But when you make assumptions, please believe, a backbone is the last thing that I need.
See, so thank you, babe. I appreciate that. Yes. Because I am consistently labeled as like the one that does not do as much as Chad does. But what you have to realize is we are two different people.
Two different people.
We express our
two
love
different love languages
differently.
Because
two
we've done our love languages.
Exactly.
Have y'all done,
have you
I
done
love
your
language?
Love language?
Yeah.
Do you know what your spouse's love language is?
That's what I'm saying.
Come back and holler at us then. But, and I hate, and I totally hate to like harp on negativity because we normally don't address it, but I just wanted to get babe's opinion on that because I'm like, I know that I'm not crazy. Like, I did not say, like, you would thought that I was kikiing and having lunch with my exes every day.
Please,
like,
that wouldn't happen.
That is not happening over here. Just let me put that out there. It does not happen like that. And yes, my guy best friend Justin, I dated in high school. We were 14.
And you're 14.
I was also not having sex. We've never been intimate. So all of the assumptions there can stop.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sure you had a boyfriend at 14. Maybe you was hot in the pants doing some extra, but it totally was not that. So it's like, come on, I'm 35. And actually, he has become Chad's best friend.
So I'm saying, yeah, just not.
They have become.
Because because here's the thing is that, like, we talked about this last time.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason you need to be jealous in your relationship is if you don't have the true trust and communication. Mm-hmm. We got trust and communication. So at the end of the day, like, if I felt any sort of, I mean, think about this, y'all. If I felt any kind of way, then Justin would have never been a groomsman in our wedding.
Right.
I would have never paid for his ticket.
Yes, because that's what you don't know.
See, what you don't know is that I paid for his ticket to come to the wedding.
Yes, because he was in Hawaii.
Because he was in Hawaii and he had just moved.
Yes.
So it just wasn't a good money move for him. And I completely understood that. But I knew that it was important for Gabriel to have her guy best friend, someone that she was very close to, just grew up with.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like, I'm Justin's son's godmother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's he is genuinely my guy best friend. Like, literally, we dated in high school. Like,
exactly.
I mean, I had to put that out there because people are like, oh, well, it's a secret. Oh my God, he in their house and he cooking and this. And it's like, it ain't that.
It
Please
ain't that,
believe
yeah.
it. It wasn't that.
So, yeah. So just put, so, you know, just again.
Don't assume
so much. My wife is amazing.
Thank you.
She's beautiful. She's very respectful. Hey, we got two kids, so you know something's good. But yeah, no, that's just, I mean, it is what it is, like, you know, but, you know, for all the folks that think I don't have a backbone or think that I don't speak up, you know.
Get your life.
Yeah, just, but yeah.
Anyway.
Onto,
oh my goodness, I swear
stuff.
I'm not talking about no more negativity. No. Like, I just wanted to just and it's not even like harping on the negativity, but maybe we have never made that clear, so.
No, we've never made it clear, but also a lot of times we will just, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're people. we have opinions.
Take so much, man.
You know, we're people. We have opinions, and you know, we also have the right to
address
whatever we want to address, right? Yeah. So, you know who you are, but I mean, you know, just you know, it's the same thing with think before you speak. Think before you type.
That comment.
You know, if you're a keyboard warrior typing out there, you know, congrats, but that don't make you tough because you're sitting behind a keyboard talking.
So today,
moving
right along. We're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about interracial dating / relationships and what we have experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a question that we get a lot.
We do, a whole lot.
And so, you know, and I would say that we...
By the way. Sorry. BT-Dub. If you're listening and you've never seen us before, I am black. Babe is white.
Oh, yeah. Because so, if you ain't watching...
Yeah, if you're not watching, you don't know what we look like. And if you don't know who we are... There's a little backstory for you.
There you go.
And we've recently found out that Babe is 100%
European. So I'm actually British.
We just so oh, Lord, here we go.
So I got a really bad accent that I'm gonna use every so often. I have a spot of tea. I do have tea though because I don't feel good.
We took the 23andMe gender DNA test. Hashtag
gender.
Not gender. DNA test.
You are officially a man. You are officially a woman.
Hashtag not sponsored. On the podcast.
But hashtag not sponsored to Hyundai either, because it's a Hyundai cup.
But yeah, so Babe, I'm mad because we did it at the same time. Babe got his results back last week, and so, I still haven't gotten mine back yet. But it mugs at 100% European.
It's going to come back and say like you 100% like
black
Asian or something. Like what?
Like, wait a minute. What? That's definitely not that. Yeah, so now that you know... Our races.
That's why we're talking. That's why people ask us, and that's why we are going to talk about that today.
Yeah.
So where do you want to start, food?
I don't know. What was the what was the question? Or what was the, how was it listed?
Here's how it was listed.
We still have our list.
We got our list. We keep the list,
y'all.
We
keep the list because we're trying to, you know, go through it.
Well, the biggest one was being an interracial couple, have you experienced racism? And there was another one. I mean, there's a lot of them. We get them all the time.
Babe, you're so funny.
I'm serious.
He's such a man. He just want to... I want to make sure we cover the exact question, because I want you to know that we care here.
You better respect me, girl. You better respect my authority.
Oh, he's so ridiculous. Okay, so, well...
All right. All right, so that's what we're going to do.
Okay, well, go for it. Right. Have we experienced racism?
So to answer that question, we experienced racism on YouTube.
Yes.
Heck, I mean, let's just
start
there. That's
the biggest place.
That's
the only place.
That's how sad that is, y'all. Mm-hmm. That we've never, I mean, that's, you know, because, you know, it's a great thing that we've never experienced it in person.
Yes.
But it's sad that there's so many people that hide online that show it. Mm-hmm. There, because, well, I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's easier there, right?
Yeah.
There's no identity.
Absolutely.
But no, it's just one of those things where, that's where we've had all of our racist comments and, mm-hmm. you know, people just saying bad things about Gabrielle because of the color of her skin, or saying things about me because of the color of my skin.
Yeah.
But like in person, you know, it's crazy because we lived in Savannah, Tennessee, a really small place. Population 7,000. Diversity was very few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I don't remember ever seeing another couple that looked like us. I saw some black men with some white women.
White women. That was
maybe a few.
Usually, if we saw interracial couples, that's what
Which
that's
were very
what they
few and far
like.
Again.
Yeah.
But I never remember, I don't remember ever seeing a white man.
Me either.
Know, with
never.
A black woman.
No.
And we were not from there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so that was another thing too, is that, but you know, I don't know. We met some very sweet people. I mean, the people that you would walk by in a small town mm-hmm. in the South and think that,
they're not thinking about racist. Us. They racist. But they were like the
sweetest
people.
Yeah.
It's
Jinx,
so
Gabrielle.
Can't jinx a sister. So yeah, it's really interesting because you would think, like you said, living in the South, of course you're going to experience racism. And we did it in that town. Not saying that maybe somebody else that was there experienced it, not saying that it didn't exist. We just didn't like come in contact with there. And then I found the other one.
The other one
says, I would like to hear about being in an interracial relationship and the comments you receive from others. Do you address it right away, or if you get offended by the comments? So like we said, the comments usually come from YouTube.
And we don't address racism and, comments.
We don't. I think in the beginning, I did. I addressed a lot of things in the beginning, and then I just stopped. But I think that the best way to address it is to delete it and block that person so that they can't say anything else.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
because we would get a lot of, like, just people, you know, calling me the N-word and, you know, just all types of stuff. So it's
saying I'm racist because I'm white.
Yeah. And you know,
stupid,
just all types of ignorant stuff. Ignorant mess. Yeah. So, yeah, like I would say, and I don't even think that this is racism. I think that it's just ignorance. What happens to us all the time.
Oh man.
Is when we're together out in public. It doesn't matter.
So we could be sitting there making love right there.
We could be legit and
doing this with holding our fingers up with our
rings. With our rings, and people
and
would
our
be
marriage
like,
certificate in the other hand.
Is this together?
Like
when we go up
every
to the grocery
time.
Store and baby's standing behind me, like, oh, is this
our son is between
is this
us
together?
Now our
yes,
daughter.
These are our groceries. Yes, yes, ma'am. We walked into this restaurant holding hands. We sat down and we're eating. We hold hands across the table, and the waitress could be like, Two separate checks.
One, two.
And I get it. I used to be a server, so I do understand that you do have to verify. That's a question that you have to ask, but you also have to use your common sense.
Sometimes
it's just blatant. Like,
I feel like if you have a question about, now I've never been a server, but I was a busboy.
Mm-hmm.
At Chi Chi's. You remember Chi Chi's?
Hey, oh,
y'all, have y'all been to Chi Chi's? Oh my
god,
Chi Chi's
was
the bomb. Doesn't that mean like boobs?
Oh yeah,
Chi Chi's.
Yeah, I think it does. Are we right? I think so.
I feel like it.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
could be wrong. Sorry. But yeah, no. I feel like if I was a server and I had a couple or two people there at a restaurant that I wasn't sure if they were that I would watch. I feel like I would, you know, as I'm bringing them food, I would look. Whenever I'm not there at the table, kind of just get a feel of what their communication level is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we are very, you know, we'll hold hands or we'll, you know, be very flirty and, you know, at the table. And
yeah, so like, it's just like, what?
So if you watch any of that for like 20 seconds, you'll know that we're together. And then I would just be airing and, you know, just like I would just bring a whole check, and then let us separate, right?
It's separate. I mean, and especially like if we're all four of us, now it's four of us, but, you know, usually the three of us go out. I mean, like, really, we a whole family unit sitting here and you're going to ask if it's separate checks.
We a whole foods family.
Like, I mean, so that, somebody could be like, that's racism. I feel like it's more ignorance than anything. The server thing, I mean, I give you the benefit of the doubt there, but if I'm checking out, if we walk into a restaurant together, like, the hostess could be like, are y'all together?
If I'm pushing the cart.
Like, come on.
And she's standing in front of the cart.
Come on. These are my groceries, too.
Like, what am I buying exactly? Because the cart is empty.
Right.
So if we're not together, what am I buying? Am I buying the cart? Can I buy the cart? First of all, anybody that works at any retail stores, can I buy the cart? Because if I can buy the car, then
so
that answers
much.
The question.
So much. It's, I mean, like, that's the one thing
it's
that
it's funny
because
Gabriel won't even answer it no more.
Oh, yeah, I stopped. Like, I'm just done.
She
like,
just
I
leaves
don't,
me to say it.
I just look at it. I just give him this look or I just look off and he has to say something.
She
if it was up to
answer.
Me, I wouldn't answer it because it's like, really?
It's hilarious.
Really?
She, like, shuts down.
Yeah. I'm
like,
say nothing else.
She becomes
just,
a mute.
Because I'm
moment.
Tired of answering that question. I should
so
just
funny.
Wear a shirt that says I'm with him
and
every
then,
time
and
we
say,
go
well,
out. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm trying to think what else. Like, obviously, since having children,
so
I have.
So you can get a shirt. You can get a shirt that says I'm black and I'm proud. And on the back says my husband's white and loud.
What? What? Okay, man.
Right. Shout out if y'all want a shirt like that.
So
let's
yeah, no, we're not I'm creating afraid. That.
No, not at all.
But also, what I have experienced also is just like having kids. You know, obviously, people have asked me if they're mine because for whatever reason that matters.
Kids.
When you give someone a compliment, you have to know if that's their child or not. I do not understand that. People will be like, "Oh my god, I haven't actually experienced that with Reagan yet, but people will be like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. Is he yours? Yes, but you could have just stopped at he's so cute.
Yeah, why do you need to know
why
that
does it
question?
Matter if he's mine or not? I can be the mother, the auntie, the nanny, whoever. Does that take away from him being cute? Like, exactly. Just give your compliment. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that it goes back to people are just nosy. They just...
But just look at him. Like, look at him and look at her. Look at Reagan. Look at Gabrielle and tell me that there's not a resemblance.
Man. But I get that. I've gotten that from white and black people. So, again, goes back to the ignorance factor to
it's
me.
Ignorance. Not,
yeah, it's not necessarily racism. But somebody could probably be like, oh, they being racist, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. What is our experience is in being an interracial relationship? I will say that Chad was like my first serious white guy. I did briefly date a white guy before him, but I don't know that it really counted. He was like 10 years older than me. It was random.
He wasn't me.
But he wasn't babe. Absolutely not. And I never thought that I would end up with someone white. Not that I was ever opposed to it, but it's just one of those things like, no, I'm about to marry a black man. I'm about to be with a black man. Like, that was what I thought
of. And I completely get that, right? Yeah. I completely get that.
So,
I mean, your mom, you know, I mean, your dad is a black man. Like, yeah, like it's just you, what you grow up with. So you just never assume that you're going to marry, you know. You just don't think you're, you know, yeah, I know I'm gonna marry a white man. Like, I know that's
yeah,
gonna
happen.
That was never your thought,
never
right?
a thought of mine at all. And like, I actually, to be honest, fought it in the beginning. Like, it was a big issue for me in the beginning.
Yeah, it was, and it wasn't because she was like I think because Gabrielle is a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. She cares what other people think.
Oh my goodness.
Which she's done better of not caring what people think.
So much
which has been awesome for her.
Shout out to therapy for that.
Yeah, because it don't matter what other people think. But no, I think that she, at first she would wonder what people were going to say or, you know, what people would think.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest issue for me when I think about it now. Like, why did I have such an issue with you being white? Because of what I thought everybody else was going to think about
it's
it.
It's true, because it's funny because, I mean, I met her mom. She loved me. I met Nana loved me. I met all our friends in L.A. Shout out to friends in L.A. if y'all listening.
Everybody
they love me.
Babe.
So, I mean, there was like.
And I was just like,
She did too, though. Y'all,
I don't want to marry a white man. I love him, but I don't want to marry a white man. Yeah. And it took me some time.
I get it. I mean,
of just like letting go of
what didn't matter.
What didn't matter. Because at the end of the day, it's like I can hold on to this, I guess, dream that I had of marrying a black man, but, you know, or this ideal. I wouldn't even say dream, but this ideal that that's what I was going to be
that's
with. And
you,
then
yeah.
I could miss out on the blessing that God has for me. And it's just like, at the end of the day, I want what God has for me. And I, beyond a shadow of a doubt, believe that that is what Chad is.
Yeah.
He is my blessing. And that is what God had for me. So it's just like, I couldn't, eventually I had to let go of that. Like, that wasn't enough for me to be like, no, like, I'm gonna give all of this up because Chad is an awesome man, like, you guys know, he's amazing. It's like, I'm gonna give all this up because he's white.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we like, I mean, like, black love is beautiful.
Yeah,
like, you know,
it's
really
is.
Beautiful.
I think some black love.
I think what's cool about just what's cool is that, you know, we have always strived at being in a, you know, in a online presence, having a, you know, having this, putting ourselves out there, have tried to show you that love is beautiful, you know, as well. So, you know, like, you know, black love is amazing and beautiful.
Yeah.
But for us, you know, obviously I'm not black. So
we, love,
you know,
I mean,
and
love
so
is beautiful.
Love, so our love is beautiful, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think that once you remember that that's what it's about love. Mm-hmm. It's about who you love, about who loves you the way that you deserve to be loved, both man, you know, man and woman. You, I mean, you both deserve to be loved unconditionally and loved in an amazing way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, all those other things don't matter. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if the love is there and the respect is there, the communication is there, then it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter what your future babies could look like or what they could even encounter. You know, that's obviously something that we thought about too, you know, is that, you know, we pray that our kids, you know, don't have to encounter ugliness, but we know that
we know that it's a possibility.
We know the world is full of ugliness.
Right.
And so we just have to be good parents, educate them both on their on their black heritage, their European heritage, because now I'm not white, I'm European. You know what I'm saying? No, but you know, extra. You know, teach them about both sides so absolutely. They understand that both sides are very important, mm-hmm. and that whoever they decide to identify with, whoever they become as a man and a woman,
yeah,
we just respect them and we love them. No, you know, we love them no matter what, whoever they are. But right, you know.
Yeah, I think we. I mean, that's a lot to.
It's really a lot to
you know, consider and think about, and we thought about all of that, you know, and it's just goes down to how we plan to raise them, mm-hmm. and but we will let them know what to expect, what the world will see them as, and
we
you
will
know,
teach yeah,
we'll teach them that, you know, but it's just to prepare them for what could happen. But you know what I'm saying, like it's been the best decision I've ever made to
Amen.
Say yes.
Me too.
You know, honestly. And I'm not saying go get you a white man, because look, white men are not, all white men are not Chad. It's okay. Because it's so funny. People be like, I'm about to find me a Chad. Please believe you can get somebody of a different race and he could be horrible. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, not about skin tone. It goes back to love.
It goes back to the person and their personality, which also, like, it kind of goes with some of the questions we received, like, well, how do you keep an interracial relationship going? Or, you know, and it's just like any other relationship. Yeah, like, there is no huge difference. And I think that that's the misconception.
Is that you labeled the relationship as different already.
Already, before you even get there or in the beginning stages of it. Like, that does not matter. You love this person like you would love any other person. You respect them. Yes. You treat them how you would treat any other person that you're in a relationship with. Like, that doesn't have to be, it doesn't even have to be an issue, you know? Like,
yeah, absolutely. I love what you just said there. I mean, don't get me wrong. Every morning I wake up, I look at Gabrielle and I'm like, man, look at that melanin magic. Like, I'm blessed to have some black girl magic next to me every day. But I don't wake up saying, man, hey, my beautiful, you know, Nubian black wife. Like, you know, like I said, like, I'm not, it's not about like, I know who she is as a woman, right? Yeah. I know what color her skin is. I know her background, mm-hmm. but that's not why I married her. I married her because she's an amazing person. Mm-hmm. I married her because she is beautiful and she's, you know, all of those things that I dreamed about, you know, and more.
Yeah.
When I was looking for, you know, when I said, you know, one day when I have a wife, this is what I want. She's all that and more.
Right, right.
And I think that's what, again, that goes back to, that's what matters. Mm-hmm. Not about, like, we didn't just label it as saying, you know what, when we get married, oh, shoot, we about to be an interracial couple.
Right. Like, swirl. Yeah. No.
It wasn't about any of
that
stuff.
What do I think about that? Like, yeah, it's not about it at all. I was going to say that we also come from, like, kind of opposite sides of the spectrum because as, like, Chad was one of the first for me. That's all he's ever dated.
Yeah.
He's always dated black women.
Yeah, so that's always been, absolutely. That's always been, you know, I've always been attracted to black women. So that was, so it wasn't, you know, a surprise to me.
Yeah.
But I think that's where it became, you know, that's why I know it's God's plan. You know, like you know, he doesn't put people necessarily together that are like exactly the same. You know, like there's, you know.
You know, opposites.
Yeah,
in certain ways.
Yeah,
you bring balance to each other, and we do that in so many ways.
Like, yeah, we do. It's
it's awesome.
It's pretty cool. So
I'm trying to think, what else can I think of?
I know.
Oh, in terms of our like families, because that's another thing.
Oh, that's
like,
good. Yes.
People ask, how do you deal with your families? And thankfully, we didn't have any issues with our families. Like as Chad said, when my family met him, they loved him.
And
from jump, they loved him. And
she went to Disney World. We weren't even officially
really officially a couple or anything.
And she came to Disney World with all of my family, mm-hmm. besides my mom and dad. They didn't go.
Yeah.
But I
met your mom and dad very early on.
Yes.
Like, and we had dinner.
They over at the house. Yeah. We went to Cancun the first one. Mm-hmm. And then she came over. They invited her over to the house.
Yeah.
For the second one, and we sat down and we ate at the table. I still remember that. And that's a moment that means a lot to me because, you know, just we didn't get to do that very often with, you know, with dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
that's true.
And he'll never be able to do that with, you know, with Reagan.
Yeah.
You know, so which stinks, but it's just cool. It's cool that, you know, that I knew how much Gabrielle meant. Like, he knew how much Gabrielle meant to me, and mm-hmm. he He loved her, man. I mean, yeah. He was so sweet to her all the time.
Yeah, yeah. He was inappropriate and sweet.
But inappropriate. I think that's where I get it from.
Yes. Very inappropriate. That's definitely where you get it from. But yeah, like, we didn't have any issues. No. And I think that it was good also for you because, like, Chad's dad grew up with a racist father.
Yeah, no. So So dad grew up in a part of Indiana that was very, you know, closed-minded, mm-hmm. Ignorant, and so he grew up with, you know, being taught that, you know that was, you know, that wasn't, you know, that racism wasn't bad. It was just a normal part of life, mm-hmm. right? And so him and I, we headbutted throughout my entire. I'm telling you, my dad and I did not get close until after I went to war. I mean, truly, after I went to war, went to Iraq in 2003, that's when I saw his heart start to soften, mm-hmm. and I think he started making a change, yeah. and so, you know, so then once he met Gabrielle, like, it was just,
yeah,
it was just unbelievable. Yeah. Like, he just
he loved me.
I mean, and I don't blame him. I mean, yeah. That's the thing. But no, you know, so it's. It's one of those things where that's why him and I just didn't get along when I was a kid. I didn't believe in all that stupidity. I didn't believe in, you know, any of that stuff. So it was just something that him and I would butt heads on. And
yeah, but by the time I came around, he was out of that.
Absolutely,
so
he was out of that.
I never experienced any form of racism from him, or he never treated me differently or anything like that. And then, you know, I never got to meet Chad's grandfather, so.
Yeah. Well, heck, I don't remember. I don't know. Yeah,
exactly.
So. Yeah, I didn't even know I barely knew my grandparents on his, well, yeah. I never met his dad.
Oh, okay.
So I never met his dad. So yeah, I don't know what he was like, but from what I hear, not really good. Abusive and just really not good to dad.
Wait, so your grandfather that was racist though was your mom's dad?
Yes.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of. It wasn't your dad's. Well, they were
both were, yeah.
But the one that you experienced, like, he wouldn't let you watch Jordan.
Yeah, I couldn't watch Jordan on TV.
That was your mom's dad.
That was my mom's dad. So, but see, I think that's what's really.
Never met him either.
Yeah,
by the
never
way.
Met. Yeah, I think that's what's really important about this. And we weren't close either. So, I didn't like stupidity. And ignorance. And so I think that's what's cool, what's really interesting, really special about that now is that I'm just, you know, it just shows you that you don't have to be who your grandparents were or who your parents were or are. You don't have to be them.
No.
Just because, you know, for all the people that, you know, blame their parents. Well, I'm like this because my parents.
At some point, you have to take responsibility you are your own person, for your actions.
And you don't have to be like them. They're not forcing you to be exactly like them because they can't force you to be exactly. You're a person. You're your own person.
You're your own person.
So if you choose to let yourself walk down the same path and be the same way, think the same ignorant thoughts, then that's your fault, in my opinion, because I could have done that. I could have been exactly like my dad and then what his dad was like and what my other grandfather was like, but I chose not to be.
Yeah.
And that, you know, so that, you know, doesn't make me perfect, doesn't make me a saint. All I'm saying that for a purpose of that you don't have to feel or act or think or do or be the same way that your parents and grandparents are.
Amen to that.
So,
and that goes with anything, not just racism, but just with anything. Beliefs, you know, just whatever. Like, we have a tendency to believe and think the way that our parents did because that's what we grew up watching. But at some point, you can break away from that and form your own.
Yes,
thoughts,
thank
you know?
So, I know this was an extra deep podcast.
Are you closing the podcast? Are we done?
I don't know. Are we?
Is you finished or is you done?
I feel
have
like
we talked about everything.
I feel like we have.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So, you know, there's been times where we've gotten comments or, you know, even tweets. I mean, where they've said like, where people have said like, hey, you know, I like someone in the office or at my school of a different, you know, they're a different race. It's a white guy. Because most of the time it's females that have left us, you know. Comments.
Yeah. The majority of our watches are black females.
Yeah, yeah. So they, you know, they'll leave us a comment saying, "Hey, there's this white guy that I like. I just don't know how to approach him." Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's a valid question. Don't get me. It's a very valid, you know, you know, concern, because mm-hmm. you just don't know if that, you know, you have these preconceived notions about, well, maybe he doesn't like black women at all, or maybe he's racist. I mean, or maybe he just has a girlfriend. Like, there's all these things that, you know, you think about, right? Right. But I think that don't ever pursue a, you know, something that you're interested in. And this can go beyond just a relationship, but just mm-hmm. if you're interested in something, or you have an interest in finding out more about something or someone, then you're cheating yourself if you don't just at least explore it and acknowledge mm-hmm. it and say, you know, there's nothing. Be yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to say, approach it as you would approach anything else. Anything. Like, it doesn't have to be different.
It doesn't have to be different. Like, mm-hmm. just if you are interested in this person, then forget. Just don't, I mean, don't forget, but like, don't dwell on the fact that you guys look different.
Yeah.
Just think about the, you know what? If this is meant to be anything of substance at all,
then
God
be.
Will open that door. If it's not, then
he'll close that mug real quick.
He'll close it. Yeah, he'll slam it shut. So that, but if you never explore it, mm-hmm. then you don't know if you're missing out on who that, you know, that was supposed to be your person.
Yeah, you never know. Right? That's what I'm saying. It goes back to you never know.
You just never know.
Like, you just got to be open. Just be open. Like, you just never know. And all white people are not the same. Just like all black people are not the same.
All black folks ain't the same. All white folks ain't the same.
So all Asian people ain't the same. Like, it goes across the board. Yeah. So
any stereotypes. Let go of the stereotypes. Let go of them.
Yes. All of that. And go with an open mind. Give everybody a chance to show you who they are.
Yes.
And that's in life. Give everybody a chance to show you who you are. Like, you got to let go of the stereotype.
I mean, just think about if you went through life like that, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a job. Yeah. How many times have you gotten a boss that could have been the opposite race or the opposite sex, and you were like, ugh, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
You know, oh, man, this person, they, oh, it's going to be the
worst. Probably this or probably this. That.
Probably that, because of stereotypes or because of the way they look, mm-hmm. right? And you're just like, oh, that's going to be the worst. I'm guilty of it.
Yeah, I think we all are. Yeah. And sometimes it does end up that way.
Sometimes it unfortunately ends up that way. Yeah. But then sometimes they will surprise you. And all of a sudden.
Hey. Good job. You ain't supposed to be talking. Chat.
Girl. See how I play by the rules? See how I play by the rules? Cutie. But yeah.
I never get to jinx him. So I was really excited.
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you, girl. But yeah, I think that. I'm gonna make out with your neck later because I can't kiss you on the mouth.
Yeah, I was about to say, keep them germs over there.
I'm gonna make out with your neck. Tear your neck up, girl. Anyway. But yeah, so hopefully
that makes sense. I'm hoping that we, you know, covered this enough, or like, we get tons of questions, but I wish that I could tell you how different it is and how to be prepared for this and be prepared for that, but it just hasn't been that for us.
No, like, it really has not. And I hope that's it.
One thing I did forget to say, that in the beginning, I feel like we would get stares. People wouldn't say anything, but we would just get stares. Like, and I don't know if it was because we were, you know, interracial, or if it was just because we look different. You know how you see some couples and you're just like, they look like an odd pair. Like, how did they end up? You know what I'm saying? So it could have just been that. But I would say that I got the most looks from black men. When we started, like, black men would always give us these crazy looks. Like, do you remember that in the beginning? I feel like they don't do that anymore.
They watching.
You're so silly. I don't feel like they do that now anymore, but or maybe I was just paying more attention to it, I guess. Like, I could care less who's looking, whatever.
Gabriel would notice, again, because Gabriel, in the early parts of our
relationship, I was a little insecure about
it,
too.
Yeah, she would care what other people thought.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, I didn't really care. And, like, I was the type that was... like, I've softened a bit. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm still, you know, you do not want to roll up in my house. you know,
don't cross him.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to do that. But what I mean is that I used to be confrontational in the aspect of, you know, like, if you were staring, I'm like, what's up? You know, like, you know, I would like acknowledge that you were staring and see if you needed something, you know, like, but like, you know, it's none of that stuff is worth it. You know what I mean? You know, it's just, again, that I think that's the moral of the story, moral of this whole podcast, that it doesn't really matter what others think. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter what, you know, other people's feelings are on the subject. if you are being yourself and you are happy, you're being treated well, which is the most important piece of that.
Absolutely.
If you're being respected, treated well, and you are doing the same to that person, then love is just the most amazing thing that you can find.
It is.
And it doesn't matter what it looks like, what color it is, mm-hmm. what language it speaks. Yeah. It's, you know, literally, I mean, like it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It doesn't matter. Now, I will say, we have gotten a question about interfaith relationships.
That's a big one.
Now, that is a big one. And that may be something we talk about in another podcast. I wouldn't necessarily have much to say about it because I've never really experienced it, but
I haven't either, but yeah,
that is a little different.
That is a little different because yeah. We know some people that are in that mm-hmm. and
yeah, like different, yeah, you
know. No, do y'all want to hear about that? Let us know if you want to hear about
it. Oh,
that.
I was like, what are you asking?
They weren't going to answer right now, sweetie.
I really stopped.
We'll sit here and wait. We'll sit here and wait. She stopped.
I really
and
hesitated
an
like y'all was going to
like
answer.
Like y'all was going to answer. So,
that is so funny.
Yeah, yeah, so call so. In. Let us know. Number 867-5309.
That's not a real number, by the way.
Wait, 8330-8.
It is a real number, babe. 867
281-330-8004.
All right.
Mike Jones.
If you do call that first number, it is because it was off of like a commercial.
Maybe it was that
like
song.
A popular commercial. Wasn't it a commercial?
867-5309.
Okay, maybe it was a song. I was confusing it with a commercial. Oh, okay.
And anyway. 281-330-8004 was Mike Jones' Mike number Jones, in that song. I mean, so I don't know yeah. if it works or not. Don't call Mike Jones expecting him to answer.
A little trivia for
is
you.
Is this Mike Jones? He'd be like, who?
You're so lame. He's really cracking himself up over here. Oh my goodness. Right. I think that that's it. I don't think we have it. Anything else to cover on interracial relationships.
So.
If you have more questions that we didn't answer or, you know, more specific things, obviously you can let us know. You can tweet us. You can use the hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast so we get it. You can, you know, leave it on the comments below in the YouTube video if you're watching.
Hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe.
Yeah. So hopefully we covered everything.
Yeah, I think we did. Hopefully you enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Make sure if you're on iTunes, make sure you leave a rating, mm-hmm. leave a review. Again, y'all have been amazing on there, so we really, really appreciate
awesome.
It.
Yes.
Y'all are keeping us consistently in the top 100 on Kids and
Yay!
Family.
Yay! That is so awesome. You know, so thank you to everybody that's listening. Like
thank
your
you.
Support is definitely appreciated.
No, so yeah, we just thank really appreciate you. It. Yeah. And yeah, so
until next time.
Until next time. Talk to you later.
Bye.